You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. They will steer you straight with a 39.95 wheel alignment. Check it out at lakewoodchev.com.
Let's get to Workout Wednesday. Jeff Woods from Custom Fit. Want to look good, eat good, feel good? Go to customfit.ca. I want to talk about body weight training, something that's gained a lot of popularity. Jeff, why has it become so popular recently?
Well, Mr. Greger, it has become popular because it's easy. And, you know, it's a great place for beginners to start, Greger. Like, it promotes what we call physical literacy. And simply put, that's just kind of having confidence in moving your body in different planes of motion. And oddly enough, it's confidence that we should start to develop, like, early in life. And you have a young three-year-old son at home, and just, you know, doing things where you're out playing, you know, unstructured running, throwing, jumping, and just doing calisthenic type movements. That's physical literacy, just becoming really confident in your movement patterns. So the thing with beginners too, you know, when we start to exercise, even as adults, we get a little self-conscious sometimes about being in a gym environment. It can be intimidating, but body weight training can be done in the comfort of your own home. You can take it on holidays because obviously it travels well, right? And the yoga, Pilates, and even in the summertime, as we move into the nice weather, like boot camps, they're all about sort of body weight type movement for the most part. And one of the most popular things that we see, and even in gym settings now, is this TRX or this suspension strap, you know, training where we're doing various body weight training exercises using these straps that are hooked up to a piece of steel, or you can hook it up to a door, or, you know, some sort of anchor in the wall, and you put the straps up and just, you know, you can do everything under the sun. There's like hundreds, literally hundreds of different movements. And the other thing I really like about body weight training, Greger, is this. If you're on a budget, you can do it at home, no gym fees. It's cheap. If you're a gym owner, like Plakas and I, we can sort of put together small group classes without, you know, needing a lot of equipment. So our costs are low, but we can give expertise in how to put these different like programs together, and people love it. And bodyweight training is so popular over the course of the last 5 years. I think it's been ranked in the top three when we get our questionnaires to kind of, you know, gain insight to what's popular in the industry. It's been in the top three for the last 5 years. So it's a hit.
Okay. So what are some body weight trainings that you would recommend for game 7? All right. Okay. Because people are fired up. They're like, oh my God, I still got 2.5 hours. I need to do something. What could be some body weight training to do at home in front of the TV before the game to get you set for game 7?
Well, I don't know. You know, and I want to qualify this, what I'm about to say. I only want people to do this provided they haven't consumed copious amounts of beer, like
fair.
Prepping themselves. Okay?
Fair point. Fair point.
Okay? But big multi-joint type movement. So even if you're doing a body weight squat, Greger, is a good place to start. So just sort of being in a nice upright position and then balancing your body and going into a nice deep squat through a full range of motion. Prime. That's a great, great movement. The next one, just being down on the ground and just doing some sort of plank where you put some static stress on your body and then just doing some sort of rotation. And for anybody who doesn't know what any of these movement patterns are, if you Google keywords that I'm talking about, like, you'll be able to get a YouTube rendition of all of these movements. And then our basic push-up, just doing a standard push-up. Those three movement patterns inadvertently work your whole body, Greger. So do 3 sets of 10 of all of those, and you'll be ready for game 7. And you probably need a little rehydration after that because you'll be sweating a little bit. So my first choice, of course, water. But if you need a high-octane Canadian beer, you should fly at that too.
Now, for body weight training, for a lighter person versus a heavier person, what are things you have to consider?
Okay. So if you're a lighter person, I guess, you know, you'll probably be able to do a lot more reps. You'll have to do probably more sets, and maybe you'll have to engage in more complex type movement patterns to get, you know, the same sort of stimulus. Where a heavier person, they might have to do less just because they're heavier. They're going to and maybe have some mobility issues associated with being maybe just a little bit overweight. So that individual might have to do very much less. The one thing that's kind of important too with this scenario is that everybody should sort of be, I guess, understand your limitations. Don't overstep when it comes to doing bodyweight exercises or strength training in general. You know, just you're better off to start off on a conservative note, get some sense of where you're at, and then slowly progress from there.
Are there any downsides to bodyweight training?
Not really, Gregor. You know, I think the one thing to understand is with any exercise modality, you have to understand there's limitations. And I think all of us that are seeking out different methods of exercise, we should understand the limitations in the exercise that we're going to take part in. So, for example, if you wanted to become better, like a better triathlete, bodyweight training is not specific enough to that need to make you a well-rounded triathlete. It's not going to improve your swim ability, really. It's not going to improve your cycling ability from an aerobic capacity perspective. So you should understand that limitation. But again, depending on your goals, like if you want to maximize your strength, for example, bodyweight training can have some limitations there. Like the load stimulus may not be deep enough that you keep on progressing, like to force new adaptations. So maybe traditional weight training, like learning how to do our deadlifts and squats and sort of get weight loads that are like over and above what your body weight is, that type of training will probably help you realize better strength gain. But again, I don't want to sort of minimize the bodyweight training, and there are some very complex movements, and I'll use sort of a handstand push-up as the example. If you can get yourself into a handstand, balance, and then do like push-ups that way to work your shoulders, there's a significant percentage of your body weight that you're using in that scenario that recruits a lot of muscle fiber to work, and in that situation, you could expect some really significant strength gains from doing that movement. But for most of us, we can't get into that position. It's a highly advanced, but you know, it's possible. But I think the more traditional strength training is probably going to offer up better possibilities for most.
Jeff, as always, great stuff, my man. Enjoy the game sevens tonight.
I will, my friend. Thanks, Gregor. Take care.